Sharna Goldsecker is a co-author of Generation Impact, a book that looks at Generation X and millennial philanthropists. She took part in a forum last week as part of the Hawaii Alliance of Nonprofit Organizations 2018 conference and sat down to talk with us.
The next generation, Gen X and millennials, stand to be the most significant generation of donors ever. We are amid the largest wealth transfer in history, $43 trillion, revised up to $59 trillion with inflation recently, is going to be transferred to the next generation within the next 50 years. $59 trillion, significant impact they stand to have on our climate, on our culture, our economy, our education system, and it behooves all of us to understand who they are and how they approach giving. So most of us, when we think about the field of philanthropy, probably picture the old stalwarts like Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Julius Rosenwald, right, who were the icons of the Gilded Age of philanthropy. And now what I think you're referring to is we've been calling the Golden Age of philanthropy. So in addition to those who are inheriting philanthropic wealth, there's also a new gold rush happening in Silicon Valley and on Wall Street and other places. And so we are seeing young entrepreneurs from companies such as name brand companies in Silicon Valley who are setting up private foundations. What's interesting, though, is we found they're really focusing on making an impact. And so sometimes that means they're also setting up C4s and PACs to make an impact on national policy by contributing to advocacy, or even setting up LLCs, for-profit organizations, so they have the flexibility to invest in social businesses that are going to make an impact on the society, using all the tools in the toolbox to affect change because change is needed.
So I imagine then you think that's a good thing.
Well, I think there are a lot of entrenched problems we have in society, and we need all of the best minds and all the resources we can muster to, whether it's solve poverty or the climate crisis or improve our public education school system. So, yes, I think typically donors waited till the sunset of their lives to retire into philanthropic leisure. And now we have younger generations saying, I'm not waiting. The needs are great. I have some resources, maybe not as much as my elders do, but I'm getting there. And I want to make a difference now.
So if you're on the agency side looking for someone to donate, what should you be mining? I mean, what's the mindset of the younger generation?
So I think they want to make an impact. The more we can think about young donors as people, as humans, as individuals who have values and interests of their own, rather than someone to sell to or pitch to or transact to, right? Not to think about them as an ATM. A lot of young people say, well, nonprofit professionals, fundraisers come to us. They look like they have dollar signs in their eyes because they see us as a new source of funding for the organization, and rightly so. But on the other side, I'm just me trying to figure out how to align my values with the issues that I care about. And so trying to build a relationship first, I think, is the best place to start. And starting with values and understanding how, by giving to your organization, you might give them a way to express their values. Next-gen donors are trying to be as strategic as possible. They don't want to, as one said to me, spread thin like peanut butter across a lot of issues, a lot of organizations. They have values that they align with their interests. They pick a few organizations. And the bonus of that is they go all in. They don't just want to write a check. They want to give of their time, their talent, and their ties, as well as their treasure, when they find things that they care about and they feel like will make a meaningful difference in society.
Right. So how can you be impactful?
Exactly. And I think the more we can be courageous enough to be transparent about what our organization is successful at doing and maybe where some of our challenges are, the next gen feel like, I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. So roll up your sleeves. I'm willing to roll up mine. Let's become partners in this endeavor. Nonprofits don't always feel like they can be that authentic, to use your word, with the next gen they can.
So whether it's a Bill and Melinda Gates or a Pierre Omidyar, I guess they basically look to see, okay, what's important? Where's the need? Where can we make a difference?
So I will say that my research, which culminated in the book Generation Impact, How Next Gen Donors Are Revolutionizing Giving, looked at 20 and 30 something. So even the next generation younger than Bill and Melinda Gates, for example, was who we studied. We did a national survey, myself and my colleague Michael Moody. We did in-depth interviews to really understand who Gen X and millennials are as they come into the world of giving. And certainly people like the Gateses are our mentors, role models for a lot of them, because they're willing to have bold vision, they're willing to address what the issues are, to take risks, to learn from the nonprofits in the field what they feel like the needs are, do research when necessary, be as strategic as possible to make a difference. Whether it was people who have earned wealth or who have inherited wealth, we heard everyone say, you know, I came from somewhere. I stand on the shoulders of people who have sacrificed to give me the opportunities I had in life. And so I want to build on that legacy. I want to make my parents proud and honor what they started, whether they were wealthy or not wealthy. They helped me get to where I am. But I also want to take that to the next level. I want to make my own difference in the world, too. And so I encourage people who are just starting out. I appreciate you saying you don't have to be Bill and Melinda Gates to start out, right? You can start small, to think about where they come from, what's the legacy they're honoring, and also who are they? What do they value? What's the impact they want to have on important issues of the day?
Right, and if there's just some basic needs, whether it's shelter, water.
And interestingly, the next generation seems to care about or prioritize similar issues than previous generations. Education, basic needs, as you've mentioned. Maybe climate change is rising to the top with next gen, even more than with previous generations. The thing that's different is how they are approaching their giving. Not so much as what they're funding, those issues are similar, but how they're approaching their giving is what's strikingly different from previous generations.
So what else are you seeing?
Well, a lot of people said, we think the previous generations are funding out of a sense of duty or obligation, or sometimes their friends ask them to give to an organization, and it's maybe quid pro quo. They're prioritizing impact. One young donor said to us, he's in San Francisco, he said, you can't keep doing the same things and expecting different results. We have severe challenges with poverty in Bay Area. How can we do something different to really move the needle?
Are you seeing more with, let's say, homelessness? Because that's a big issue back there in the Bay Area.
Yeah, the Tipping Point Foundation, for example, run by Daniel Laurie. So in our book, we interviewed 75 people, a baker's dozen, 13 of them agreed to not be anonymous. Daniel Laurie is one of them. He founded the Tipping Point Foundation, has had a huge success in prioritizing 44 nonprofits to really focus on, give them operating support, collect data about where they're making an impact, doubling down with some of them on R&D grants. He said, if the corporate world can invest in innovation, we should too, to be able to move the needle and major issues like poverty and housing, et cetera.
And what about green causes? Because we're seeing so much happen with climate change, with these crazy storms and, you know, just things that were out of the ordinary before now becoming very ordinary. And it's like, yikes.
Yeah, I think about Justin Rockefeller, another person that we interviewed for the book. He serves on the board of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund along with his sister, Valerie. And they and the investment committee made a decision to actually divest from fossil fuels, the very industry in which, as you know, the Rockefeller family earned their wealth. But if they were going to fund issues of climate change through their grant making, they didn't want to be investing in fossil fuels on the asset side. So in 2014, made a decision to divest from those kinds of companies in order to improve the impact they could have on the climate. I think there's lots of excitement about the next generation, but I also found lots of earnestness and humility from the next gen, who said, we don't have all the answers. We actually would like to work in a multi-generational team. We're not ready for someone to pass the baton to us and disappear. We actually want to join multi-generational boards, whether it's of our family foundation or the nonprofits in our community, so that we can bring to bear what we know and the skills we've acquired in this new age, golden age, and learn from the wisdom and experience of our elders. So I hope anyone's listening will reach out to the next gen and think about them as a partner to be on a team together to make an impact.
So they're kind of looking over their shoulder and saying, hey, anybody with the Rockefeller Foundation or that kind of a thing? Is that what you're saying? You know, like, hey, we, you know, not maybe so much as a mentor, but just include us at the table.
Exactly. We don't want to be at the kids' table, right? We don't want to be funneled into the fundraising committees or the youth boards. A lot of women said that I don't want to pick gala napkins anymore. I have business skills, legal acumen I could bring to the table. Consider how we could join as partners.
That was Sharna Goldsecker, who was in town last week from New York to take part in a conference examining the transfer of wealth and the giving tendencies of the next generation of philanthropists.